In the conclusions of the book, the exploration of applicability of insights from one case to other contexts.
Islam is rooted within a certain culture.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you might look at what is blended within the culture and what is religiously specific. But in terms of process and procedures, I found some colleagues in Afghanistan, when we talk about the Council of Elders in Kenya, and when they talk about their Shura, it's very, very similar. So that is can be cross-applicable in many Islamic contexts.
Yes.
The other that is also globally applicable is the collaboration of state and non-state actors in responding to issues. So the issues of working at practice and then linking it to policy, or practice linking it to academia, or working with state security institution and community safety institutions working together to collaborate on some specific elements. The principle of that sort of way of working is, I think, universal. In any place where there are state, non-state actors, that sort of fault lines of creating inclusive processes. So whereas the context might be different, the principles can be generally applied across settings. When I was doing trainings, for example, whether it is in Asia or whether it is in the Middle East or other parts of Africa, people begin by saying my context is different and special and whatever. Whereas that is true, that their context is special and different, but the principles of the issues of division in societies or conflicts in societies are so similar.
Yeah.
And sometimes when I see people describe conflict through the lens of religion and culture, and I can see policy related or governance, and I sort of ask, you know, is this really relationship between communities, or is this fueled by the structure of the state and the governance system that is making people respond? Because we try to look at the conflict not just from the relational, but from the policy side of it that is fueling it.
Yeah.
So when you start asking those questions, then people start thinking, hey, oh no, it's not just about people's bad behavior acting violently, it's actually a policy or a certain law that's making them act this way.
Yeah.
So the culprit is not the people, the culprit is the law, which they need to look together in transforming the law.
Yeah.
And that can be is something also universal, that people always started from the divisions and the labels they give, calling it ethnic, call it religious, call it whatever, or geographical or economic, but later on they realize that it's actually the structural elements are what is fueling.
Yeah.
And that can be universal if you start looking through those lenses.
If you have enjoyed these audio clips, you will find more about the framework and case studies in the book. This can be ordered at www.rienner.com.